are you a cardinal? Then we start to say, all right, if you are a cardinal, you know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not, you can say no, or you can say, what's a cardinal?
Mm-hmm.
And so on. And it starts out usually at a bar because it's easier that way, but not always. Sometimes fairly late at night when especially the newbies are pretty much three sheets to the wind. Are you a cardinal? Doesn't give the right answer. So we start in on the cardinal game. And it goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have your full mug of beer in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a full cup if you don't have a fraternity mug. You pick up your mug with your thumb and first finger. And all these numbers and stuff are important. And you say, holding the mug out with your thumb and first finger, here's the cardinal puff for the first drink of the evening. You put your mug down once. And you butt bump once. You can pick yourself up from the chair or from the ground with your arms and bump your butt on the ground of the chair once.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pick up your mug again with one thumb and one forefinger and take one, it better be fairly hefty, swig. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, here's the cardinal. Oh, you pick up your mug with your thumb and two fingers. Here's the cardinal puff for the second drink of the evening. You set your mug down twice. You butt bump twice. And I think I'm missing something here. I think if you're at the bar, the first thing you do is, or a table, is one finger on the right hand popped up under the bar, one finger on the left hand popped under the bar, right hand down on the bar, right finger left down on the bar, and then you do the bump bump.
Okay, repeat that. You said right finger.
Yeah, and this is much better. Obviously, somebody who's done this before
mm-hmm.
goes through the routine in a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor little newbie is sitting there watching. Okay. So, let's start again. One finger.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the cardinal puff for the first drink of the evening.
Yep.
Set it down. One finger up under the bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right one. Left finger up under the bar. Right finger down on the bar. Left finger down on the bar. One butt bump. Pick up the mug and then a big hefty swift. Bleh. Have I had too much to drink? Mm-mm. A big hefty chuck. One swallow. And people are watching. Next, you pick up your mug with the two fingers. Here's the cardinal puff, for the second drink of the evening. Two fingers, right hand up under the bar. Two fingers left up under the bar. Two fingers right on top of the bar. Two fingers left on top of the bar. Pick up your mug again. Oh, two butt bumps. Pick up your mug again. Two, and they better be pretty good. Swallow. Pick up the mug for the third time with three fingers and a thumb, and here's the cardinal puff for the third and final drink of the evening. Three big swallows. Put it down, three fingers under the bar, left hand, right hand. Three fingers on top of the bar, left hand, right hand. Three butt bump, and then you pick the mug up, and you must drink the rest, whatever's left, be able to turn the mug over and leave nothing but a ring. If you miss any part of that routine, you have to chug what's left of your beer and start all over.
You said leave nothing left but a ring.
Yeah, when you turn your beer mug over on the bar, it's gonna leave a ring because it's wet around the mouth of the mug. But if there's anything like a swallow left, it'll be more than a ring.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
When you said you put your finger on the top bottom, are you stamping it smack smack?
Yeah, you're kind of stamping it.
Okay, because I didn't know. Usually you make a noise and bang.
Well,
bang,
there's really no noise, but people are watching.
Okay.
To see how many fingers you've got around the mug. for each session, how many fingers you've got under the bar, on top of the bar, whether you do this in the right order with the butt bump and the whatever else, and if you leave more than a ring, then you start all over, or if you get caught screwing up any time, you have to chug what's left in your mug and start all over. I have seen people fall in the fire trying to make cardinal. And it is so funny. And once you've made cardinal, and I will grant that I did this, I watched it and looked around and said, ooh, ooh. So I watched it a number of times and waited and made sure I was damn sober when I started that one. And I made cardinal the first try. And when you do, when you get it all and you only it in the right order, then you are a cardinal. And your answer to the question is, you bet your sweet ass I'm a cardinal.
Would the girls talk like that if they were asked?
Would they talk like that?
Yeah.
To say you bet your sweet ass I'm a cardinal?
Yeah.
Yes, because that was a formal routine that we had to do, and we knew what the answer was. So yes, we would. We didn't cuss a lot in public, and certainly never said the F word. We cussed like sailors when it was just the girl. But never in public, and really the guys didn't much either unless we were singing the drinking song.